The following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj given on January 2nd, 1993 in Marari Sevak Farm in Mulberry, Tennessee, USA.
So whereas to reach a middle intermediate result, it may take many, many births of hard effort. To reach the highest benediction, a person can complete even in one moment, 45 minutes. So sometimes the people get bewildered, they can't understand, how is this? But you say by chanting Hare Krishna accidentally, Namavash, you can get the liberation. And when great yogis, they can't get it even after so many births. That's a discussion happened with Gopal Chakravarti, mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the house of Govardhaman and Hiranya Mazumdar. When he challenged Haridas Thakur's statement about the holy name, actually they asked Haridas Thakur to speak on the whole glories of the holy name, but some of the pandits wanted to show off and said, oh yes, yes, we know about chanting. By chanting you can get liberation. Then Haridas Thakur said, actually liberation is not the real fruit of chanting. It's a byproduct. You can get it even by accidentally chanting. And he quoted a verse from the Vedas, how by accidentally chanting the holy name, Namavash, one can get liberation. The Gopal Chakravarti got so upset, he said that, he stood up and said, why don't listen, how can you people listen to this sentimental, this speak? How do you expect us to just sit here and listen to what he's saying? Great yogis are meditating for thousands of births, they don't get liberation. And he's saying if you just accidentally chant the holy names, you get liberation. How is it possible? There's an insult to our intelligence to hear such. When Haridas Thakur said that, this is not my words, it's what the scriptures are saying. And he quoted so many scriptures. But still this Gopal Chakravarti said, if you can't get liberation by accidentally chanting the holy name, then I'll cut off your nose. I'll let your nose fall off or something like that. And then Haridas Thakur said, I'll cut my own nose off if one doesn't get liberation by Namavash. But everybody stood up, no, no, stop this. Gopal, how can you do this? He's our distinguished guest. He's a great acharya. You leave here, you're fired. You're retrenched. Committed a great offense. Please, they fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and begged him to forgive them, because anyone who even hears offenses against a Vaishnava, if they don't ask forgiveness, they can also get the reaction. So it's very dangerous to hear offenses, even what to speak of, do then, against a pure Vaishnava. So Haridas Thakur said, well, obviously this person doesn't know anything about Vaishnava Chattva. He just must have studied only the impersonal path. So he doesn't know about it. This is an AC. So many times, here's a, maybe a great Brahmin, a scholar, everything, but when it came to Bhakti Tattva, he had a totally wrong, erroneous idea. To the point that he was offensive against Haridas Thakur. And finally, then Haridas Thakur heard that within 3 days, the Gopal Chakravarti got leprosy and his nose fell off his face. He felt very sad to hear the bad news, because the Vaishnava is sad to see others' sadness and happy to see others spiritually happy. So go, Das Thakur, lift that place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one should give up all other processes of self-realization, simply execute devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. So, what happens is that when one starts in devotional service, then the mind starts to play tricks, seeing that mind's losing control, intelligence is taking over. The mind, Maya tries to influence the mind, it comes up with all different, well, actually before you do devotional service, maybe you should visit some holy places, or do some tapasyas, or or you should do a little charity first, or take care of this thing or that thing. Like so many, anything they kind of get you not to do devotional service. So these verses are to protect us, give our intelligence the ammunition to take, hey, wait a minute, mind. Don't pull that one on me. Don't try to fool me in that way. There's no way that one can be able to achieve this perfection except through devotional service. So there's no use in me doing anything else. And here we are in the shelter of Nityananda Chandra, trying Srila Prabhupada, trying to do devotional service, bring people to Krishna consciousness. And by taking shelter of the Lord, by keeping ourselves always engaged in Krishna service, associating with the Vaishnavas, we can advance. Jagannanda Pandit nicely explained how people worship their own devotee deities, or worship deities in the temple, but they just think that everybody else doesn't count. They don't respect the Vaishnavas. They don't really. They just think, I'm doing my service. I go to my religious institution and that's enough. So those are the Kanishtha Adhikaris. And the Madhyama Adhikari means he's friends with the devotees, worships the Lord, takes shelter of the spiritual master and advanced Vaishnavas. And the foolish people, innocent people, he gives, he's compassionate on them and tries to, and he avoids the envious people. That's the Madhyama Adhikari. You know, so many different kinds of Uttama Adhikaris are there who are very much fixed up in the devotional service. So it says that if we are steady in our devotional practices as a Madhyama Adhikari, very quickly Krishna will elevate one to the platform of Uttama Adhikari without delay. So here also, Krishna says, not chirat, not after a long time. It won't take very long. One example, Jiva Goswami explains that one can get purified in the time of Sata Padma Dala perforation. Understand? Sata Padma Pata perforation. 1,000 lotus leaves, 100 lotus sata, 100 lotus leaves, you put them on top of each other.
Sata Padma Pata.
Then you take a pin, a needle, and you insert the needle through the leaves. So the needle goes through all the leaves at the same time, right?
Right.
Wrong. It's actually going through one at a time. There's a slight time difference between one to the next. Minute fraction of a second, fraction of a time, isn't it?
So that time.
So that time. Just like there's that slight time span difference. This type of minute time span. And that slight time span, all the sinful reactions can be destroyed by Krishna.
Sakapanna.
Oh, wow. I said perforation, I don't know. I can't remember the Sanskrit. Or penetration. So it doesn't take. Krishna can deliver it just like that. Ready? Less time. In a very short amount of time. Little amount of time. Small amount of time. So we take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, take shelter of Sisi Nithai Gaura Chandra. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentioned, Prabhupada used this very many times, how the devotees are passionate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, Namhatta song, he said how chanting the holy names and then doing jiva dvaya, being Krishna conscious, serving Krishna, chanting the holy names, and then being merciful to other Vaishnavas, other conditioned souls. These are the essence of religion. Chanting the holy names, worshipping the Lord, and being compassionate to others. So this is our basic process of trying to practice our Krishna consciousness at the same time as going out, distributing books, distributing prasadam, distributing the mercy. So this is very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. I'm sure the Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.